RadioSaintPete.com.
For RadioSaintPete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux. For quite a few years now, one of my favorite publications to pick up when I'm sitting in a coffee shop in downtown St. Petersburg is something called the Northeast Journal, quite a wonderful editorial product. We happen to catch up with Susan Williams, the longtime advertising director for the Northeast Journal, at a coffee shop in downtown St. Pete.
The Northeast Journal is distributed six times a year to the affluent homes of Old Northeast, Snell Isle, and Venetian Isles, and it's as well as distributed on retail racks downtown, on Central Avenue and 4th Street. It's placed into all the businesses there. It started in 2004, actually, from Jennifer McMillan started it in Vermont. She's got two papers up there, and she would come down here with her mother and come visit, and they really fell in love with St. Pete. They said this would be a great place. Obviously, Vermont and St. Pete are two completely different worlds, but still small communities. So they started it in 2004. In the first distribution was after a hurricane.
I remember that.
So they were distributing the paper in between feeder bands, and they were like, you know, oh my God, is this? it was a rocky start, but we have some of our same advertisers since day one. People love getting the paper. They think it's their community paper. The paper is based on good things happening, good people, and good places going on in town. It's got a lot of history.
I can say, you know, quite frankly, that being a regular reader of this publication for, you know, a number of years, I, you know, pick it up and take it back out to the beach every time it comes out, and you know, it kind of gave me the thought for this radio station, because you know, there's such great longer form editorial content in the publication. It's just a great read. How do you get your stories? How does this all come together six times a year?
A lot of the stories are just from going out and meeting people. We have a lot of some people that are writers. They've lived in the area for a while. A lot of them are retired or they work at the college. So, you know, just things that are going on, or we've done a lot of stuff with the St. Pete Museum of History. Will Michaels has been a wonderful writer for us for a long time, as well as all of our writers, and they don't get paid. They just clearly love to write, yeah. And Jennifer, our publisher, she went to Berkeley, so she's top notch, and you rarely find a spelling mistake in our paper. So it's people just love getting the paper.
Obviously this is a print publication.
Yes,
everybody wonders about it, but then you sit and you look at the utility of a publication like this, which you can carry with you and so easily access and read, and it's so comfortable. Do you have any thoughts about the future of print?
People like the touch and the feel of the paper. You know, a lot of people were afraid, you know, oh, what's going to happen with it, but we really haven't, you know. I mean, some advertisers, you know, like to do things online, and that's good. I mean, it's good to do a combination of things, but the feel of the paper, people really like to hold. I mean, I have people that tell me that they have back issues, you know, from 5 years ago, that they actually hold on to them, and you know, that's incredible.
It's the whole concept of these longer form stories and feature mm-hmm. stories, and you know, if you're interested in a particular thing, it is something you keep, which, you know, makes it unusual. So you're working right now on putting together the
January
right?
February issue. Yes, and our deadline is going to be December 15th. We actually just launched our website after a long, long, long hurl, northeastjournal.org. If you can go back and see past issues and learn a little bit more about our staff and our writers, a little bit more about the publication. We may do a little online advertising, but for the most part, you know, our core is the paper and distributing it to the homes.
Do you have any mail subscribers out of town?
We do. We have, I'm not sure what the count is, but we mail, it's only $25 that we charge, and that basically covers the postage. So it's essentially free because they love the publication. We have people from all over. St. Pete is a very cosmopolitan city, and a lot of people are, we have some snowbirds that still like to get the paper, and so we'll deliver to mail to them.
Our thanks to an old friend, Susan Williams, for chatting with us. Susan, the longtime ad director at the Northeast Journal. Again, for complete information on this quite wonderful publication, simply go to northeastjournal.org. For RadioSt. Pete.com, I'm Joe Bordeaux.